It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Right. Like, at what point did either you stop paying attention?
You.
Or the team started playing better? Or are things just clicking right now? Because, you know, for us to sit here and say, well, yeah, they beat Miami, but I don't think they're going to do anything else. Guys, they could win the MLS Cup. And it would be so unexpected. It would be such a surprise with all this happened. Jason's going to join us a little bit later on this hour as we gear up for the advancement of Atlanta United continuing in MLS playoffs. Also, we will talk more as we start to shift the gears towards Denver. And Sean Payton said he's looking ahead on their schedule, Mike. They've had some clunkers here. They lost a close one last week, just like we did. So going out there is not going to be easy, and we'll also talk plenty about UGA. You said you were talking to a Tech fan or a UGA fan?
No, I was a Tech fan, and I was on social media, as Squidbilly, Bo Morgan was saying, you owe me the darn cesspool. All right, in a nutshell, he said that Kirby was the jerk by calling the kid an idiot. And he says, why doesn't he call the guys who got arrested idiots? And I, needless to say, said, well, it's different. It's kind of apples to oranges because, you know, there could be something inaccurate about the arrest. For instance, should Kirby have gone out there and called Kobe Young an idiot?
Mm.
And then we find out 3 months later that none of the things that were alleged to have happened. I said, this was cut and dry. This is a kid doing something in plain sight, celebrating like his team won, and it's on video. It's irrefutable, and it's a dumb move. And so it was, and yeah, now granted, Kirby probably walked it back, but I don't think the whole world is such a damn snowflake pile. The kid acted like an idiot. He's apologized. We know, like, Georgia fans shouldn't be killing for the kid and saying he should be cut from the team. But still, to me, it's apples and oranges.
I agree.
You're a Tech fan. You got good things going. Don't be that Tech fan. Just stay in your lane. Stay in your Tech lane. Don't worry about Georgia till you plan Thanksgiving weekend, and just don't be that guy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that part of it. And you know, there's no – you're not ever going to see a coach call a young man who's accused of a crime, all right, or the allegations of physical abuse to a woman or any of that kind of stuff, call him an idiot. You're not going to do that. And I think, Mike, to your point, this is just trying to, you know, get everybody revved up about a situation that, as Kirby said, he's not going to spend a lot of time on this.
He's got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, man. Like, Tennessee is Saturday. You lose that game, we're not talking about the playoffs anymore. Like, that's the energy that needs to be put forth, not about this young man and what he did on Saturday to see his old buddy and do what he did. Either way, I get it. I understand why some people are still upset about it. Some people, Mike, were taking shots. You know this, at Carson Beck for smiling on the bench.
I mean, look, they are human beings. You know, it's, hey, you know, sometimes you laugh to not cry. And look, Georgia's had an amazing run. Okay, Georgia and Kirby, the way he built this thing and the way it's rolling, it's hard to sustain in the current model with the transfer portal because the guys that would be backing up the guys that either hurt or aren't performing aren't there. They've gone to other schools. That's the reality. So I just think, you know, Georgia fans, the bar has been raised, but it also coincides with, you know, a sea change in college football moving forward. Right?
You know what's funny, though, Mike, about this whole ordeal with where we are in college football? And the reason why we're on this, guys, is because the rankings come out tonight. We'll see what the College Football Playoff Committee does and how they're thinking about this based on what we saw last week. And, you know, we got four more weeks of this until we get to the conference finals and the champions are crowned, and then we'll know what the playoff's going to look like. But the funny thing is about this is for years everybody said, these kids should be able to go wherever they want.
Right.
Coaches leave. They should be able to transfer out whenever they feel like. Well, you can now.
You got it.
And it's changed the whole complexity of the sport. So do you still feel like that is the right answer? Or do you feel like, hey, maybe what we had where you made a commitment to stay at a school and, oh, by the way, if you do leave, you got to sit out because there needs to be some kind of punishment or penalty for you to just be able to jump around. That is gone. And everybody wanted it. Everybody said these kids should be able to do it. And it's changed college football. And I don't know if it's for the better yet. We're still too early, but I will tell you this, to your point, the depth issue and the parity is real. That's why you're seeing these games the way they are.
Right, and you know, it's funny, I was talking to a couple of Florida State fans the other day, and it was like, we got to go get that Kurt Cignetti, the guy from Indiana. I'm like, have you heard that guy speak? Have you heard this guy? Wow. man, was he dipped in jerk sauce.
Mm.
I mean, bro, I'm glad you got a good thing going at Indiana, but did you see him on his post game last week? What's our record? You're in that portal too, baby. Talk to Norvell. Live by the sword, die by the sword. You know, you better. I mean, I was like, oof, that's just kind of going from the frying pan to the fire, if you ask me, if you're an FSU fan. We'll get to that later in the college football report, talking about the Dogs and everything else. Big rankings come out tonight, by the way, from the committee. Curious to see, does Georgia stay at 11 where they are in the other polls?
After a loss, they're gonna
11 in the coaches, 11 in the AP.
Yeah,
right,
listen, that's where I think they should be. And you know what? The committee is gonna play with them as well. And when I say play with them, you put yourself in this predicament, right? You lost to Ole Miss. Bottom line is the committee is gonna say you're on the cusp of being out of this. Show us you deserve to be in. Go handle Tennessee. Oh, by the way, finish strong with Georgia Tech. And we'll see what we think about where you should be ranked. This is what the committee is going to say tonight. This is not an insult to where Georgia is. You're now a two-loss team. You fall into a different category. So this is my thing and has been my entire time talking about this playoff. We're going to be arguing about best one-loss, two-loss teams. The conference champions will get in, and we're going to be discussing. And Georgia may be one of those two-loss teams that we're comparing resumes with. And the thing that they do have going for them is they have played a hell of a schedule. There's no debating that. You know, outside of Florida, Georgia had the toughest schedule in college football. You can't debate that. So if you're going to tell me you've navigated the toughest schedule, went on the road, won one, lost one against two top-ranked teams, okay, you probably deserve to be in as a two-loss team, but there's no margin for error.
Nope. And Tennessee's got their QB. He's good to go. The atmosphere will be electric, but it gets back to, you know, that Ole Miss game we talked a lot about yesterday, and just it doesn't pass the eye test. Georgia does not look like it. But then again, everybody out there, with the exception of Oregon, I guess you could argue, and maybe BYU, has not had that moment. Alabama's looked terrible, right? Ohio State's looked terrible. Everybody's had a moment.
Georgia made Texas look terrible.
Everybody looks terrible. Yeah. Terrible, Carl, terrible.
I mean, I agree.
But that's the thing. It's
so who's the dominant
season's
team?
Not over. The season's not over by any stretch, but as you said, there's no margin for it.
Who's the dominant team, though, Mike? Is there a dominant team right now? Because, listen, what we're telling you is you go back to 2021, there was no doubt in our mind Georgia was better than everybody else. It wasn't even close. And then they proved it. Who is the dominant team in college football? You going to tell me Miami just came in here?
Nope.
They just got beat.
They've been living dangerously all season. You're right.
It's not Miami. You're going to tell me Oregon? I'm going to tell you Oregon at home probably should have lost to Ohio State. But they held on and won. Rematch neutral site, I'm not going to tell you Oregon wins that game.
Right.
That was not a dominant performance. As a matter of fact, they weren't dominant last week against Maryland. Let's just go down the line and start talking about these teams. Texas, again, exposed against Georgia. Now, they've rebounded, but the fact is, like, you can't sit here and tell me, they're better than everybody else.
Well, the thing is, like, for instance, as you mentioned Indiana, the way Georgia played on Saturday, I'm not sure Indiana couldn't beat them. You know, if they had to go to Indiana.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Or a neutral site.
You played like that.
Right. If you cannot get things going. Look, I'm not a big fan of Bobo, but it's not Bobo's fault that they have these injuries. The line of scrimmage, Carl, they're not strong in the trenches on O-line. Defensive line is missing those big dominant inside pieces. It's a good football team. They're all good football teams. Is there a great football team? That's the debate. Maybe Oregon, but you said it. You can make the argument that it's basically everybody's in the same boat.
Yeah. Well, you hold on at home by three. You didn't dominate that game. That was basically a dial score, and you were able to hold on at the end. 404-726-09. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
2-9. Georgia's not the dominant team right now, and it's not like it was a few years ago. That is reality. That is where we are. It doesn't mean they're not going to be in the college football playoff, but this is a big one. As a matter of fact, the biggest one of the season to date. We talked about Alabama. It's the biggest game of the season. Okay. Texas, biggest game of the season. Don't lose Saturday.
Well, the other thing is, but this also gets to the argument, if Georgia does not end up winning a championship in the 2 years that Carson Beck was under center, this is going to be what some Georgia – and look, this is a Georgia fan argument. This isn't like out from the outside, you know, pointing fingers. Georgia would say, in the world we just described, where there's parity, where you don't have the depth you had, you've got to have a superstar quarterback.
Ha!
Carson Beck is not a superstar quarterback.
No, Mike, he's not. And you're right about this. I mean, this is the part – look, we want to get into the weeds on this. This is where Kirby's missed. He's hit on everything else. Great linebackers, great safeties, great corners. Think about the guys he's put in the NFL. This is where he's missed. And when I say that, I'm talking about why is it that Georgia can't go out and say that's the number one quarterback in the country? He's coming here. That's the best dual threat kid in the country? Mm-hmm. He's coming here. What is the issue with that versus we're just going and getting these guys who, Mike, I feel like, you know, to be honest with you, after watching Carson this year, I didn't feel this way last year, which is it's funny how a year changes your thoughts. System guy. He's not a difference maker.
No, I mean, look, if you get back to it, if you want to take it all the way down, DJ Lagway, I mean, if you're a Georgia fan, would you rather have DJ Lagway looking at your future? Now, again, he got injured. We didn't get to see the full sample size. That's a five-star quarterback. That's why there's five stars, and that's why there's four stars. Not to, you know, thank you, Captain Obvious. But that's where you get into also missing Todd Monken. Todd Monken is better than Bobo. Now, we can debate what he's done or not done with the Ravens. I think this year it may wind up culminate with an AFC championship, maybe a trip to the Super Bowl. But Todd Monken's a better offensive mind than Bobo is. Anybody want to debate that with me?
What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in this radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on coming up. A very cool thing I want you to go check out.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.